Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When a missionary friend of mine happened to wander into a forbidden area of Myanmar, then known as Burma, he was arrested and accused of being CIA or some kind of a spy. After he was interrogated almost day and night, he was placed in solitary confinement for the duration of his stay in prison, which was 88 days. After a few days, he was given a Bible, and apart from time to eat, which didn't take very long, judging from the weight he had lost, he had nothing to do but read the Bible. As he sat in my home after his release and recounted the ordeal, I asked, "What was it that most impressed you about the Bible?" Quickly he replied, "The glory of God." Now chances are you will never have 88 days in which you have nothing to do but eat, sleep, and read the Bible. I certainly hope you will never go through what my friend endured. But I am wondering, does the rapid pace of our lives keep us from grasping something of God's magnitude and greatness which He would really like us to experience? I'm thinking of the sign in a cafeteria which reads, "Lord, bless the instant coffee, the 2-minute oatmeal, and the pop-up waffles. In haste, amen." The psalmist wrote, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. Stop your running to and fro. Slow down enough to hear my voice. And know, learn personally and experientially that I am God. Again, Scripture says, "In quietness and trust is your strength." Do you ever ask yourself, how much would God really like to reveal to me if only I slowed down long enough to hear His voice? Tragic yet true is the fact that so many of us who call ourselves Christians and name the name of Christ know so little of the true nature and character of God, our Heavenly Father. We're living in a day of great religious popularity, yet few people know much of the real nature and character of God. Why? How do we account for the fact that so many have a rather distorted image of God? First, why do some think of Him as a policeman, a great watchdog who is ready to get you when you're bad, while others think of Him as a kind of ancient Father Time who has withdrawn from the stage of life? In some cases, we do not have a very clear picture of God, because the God talked about in some churches and pulpits is not really the God of the Bible. But I think the real answer is that in so many cases, our relationship to God is need-centered, me first, rather than God-centered. Overwhelmed by our physical needs, we think, "God, I want you to do this and make this happen, Lord. Now I want this and this, and I want it now." Our thoughts are focused on our selfish needs, rather than upon the true nature and character of God. We come into His presence gasping and grabbing as though grace is going out of style, and we had better get it fast before the supply runs out or the price goes up. Be still and know that I am God. Have we become so consumed with our lives, our wants, our needs, and our little world, we have never begun to explore the depths of God's Word to learn and discover what He is really like? Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." When you begin to grasp something of His true greatness, you will be amazed at how small your problems really are. He says, "Be still and know that I am God." Only then can you really hear His voice. The noise of traffic, the ringing telephone, the din of voices, the tyranny of the urgent, all of these drowned out the voice of God. Shut Him out of your life, friend, and listen for a few minutes to His voice saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." I'd like to hear from you. You can send email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org.